can AI replace the Holy Spirit?
I think artificial intelligence at the current form is building an artificial soul.
And I think that's one of the scariest parts is our free will being taken by code. Mm-hmm.
This is what makes us, you know, human.
God isn't afraid of AI. And we shouldn't be either.
We should have dominion over it. That's should have authority over it, not the other way around, which people are giving it more authority.
How do you use it wisely?
We need to teach people and our kids, our children, to really think about what it means to be human.
It can never replace God.
The only thing that could really succeed in a world that's full of AI and this artificial world, digital world, is what's real.
Hello and welcome to Victory Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about everyday life through a faith lens, living in victory. And today's a special episode where we have a topic discussion around AI, how it affects us as people, but most importantly, how it can affect our connection with God. Today, I'm here with a special guest, John. John, tell us a little bit about you.
My name is John, and I'm a manager here at KCM Canada. I've been here for 2011, so 14 years almost. Okay. Almost 14 years. Yeah. And currently I manage a team overlooking communications, marketing, and media. Mm-hmm. I have a wife and a daughter who's 10, just turned 10.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Yeah, perfect. I will ask some questions regarding AI, how you use it personally, but also how I use AI, because I'm a videographer, and we use AI a little bit even for work.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I guess let's start with, what is our stance on AI?
I don't think, here I'm speaking for myself personally, not on behalf of the ministry or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think we're in the process of deciding how we're going to use it as a ministry. Mm-hmm. But I personally use it for myself and some of the works I do here. Personally, I think I see AI as a tool, just like anything else, like, it's like an internet. It's like even this phone and things like that.
Yeah,
so, but it's very advanced and it's still in its early form.
Yep.
So I think there's a lot of things to think about because I see it as something that's going to change the world and how we interact with one another, our work and everything else. So I see it as a neutral, as a tool that we could use, but at the same time, there is dangers in AI and I think people, especially Christians and church, need to be aware of it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. My personal stance on AI is, so I like to use pretty extreme terms sometimes. I love AI.
Yeah.
I do. I love the way that it works and, you know, how it generates things from nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. Now it's in the stages of creating video, which is great for a videographer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it generates video and it helps it helps create. Sometimes there's things that I want to capture, but I can't capture.
Yeah.
And it saves time, budget, it saves expenses and you know, creating these things that now you can have a shot like that to help support a project you're doing. And so it's great in that way. But a problem that there is the reliance on AI. This podcast is about everyday life. Mm-hmm. And so it affects us in our everyday life, but it's also about our faith lens, right? And so we want to look at it from a faith lens and how it can be affecting our faith.
Yeah.
So in regards to everyday life, how much do you use AI every day?
I mean, it depends on what you define AI. In a general sense, I use AI every day.
Okay.
Because you know, people think AI is just this ChatGPT and all these things, but it's kind of been growing since, you know, people who have iPhones and stuff know Siri. So it's been around for like years and years.
That's
now.
Right.
It's an early form of AI. There's a running joke with me and my family. We always call it Siri a dumb Siri.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it doesn't understand what I'm saying, or sometimes it gives me wrong answers or not the answer I'm looking for.
Yeah.
While the current form of AI, ChatGPT and all the other models, they become really intelligent.
That's right.
And can research and do a lot of things that, and it's actually, it's like average AI intelligence now is like, I would say it's smarter than average people in terms of able to process information and things like that.
Intelligence, right?
But not necessarily smarter than human or can do other things, but just in terms of analyzing data and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, totally. I throw spreadsheets at it and it'll read the spreadsheets and give me data back.
And then the speed that it does is just amazing.
That's
right.
Yes. Personally, I do rely on, I'd hate to say it, I do rely a bit on ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It reminds me of this story. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what sparked the question for me personally of can AI replace the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
We were with this group of young adults from YWAM, and they came and we were chatting about Jesus and stuff. And we talked about, there was a question. Mm-hmm. I asked them a question. They're all in their early 20s, Gen Zs. Mm-hmm. I asked them a question, and before they answered it, they're like, let me check chat.
Mm-hmm.
So before one person pulled out their phone, another one said, hey, ask the Holy Spirit, don't ask chat.
Mm.
And there's this like running joke they had of like, hey, ask Holy Spirit before chat.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like that was their thing. And I realized like, okay, here I am, millennial generation, not still relying too much on it, but I can see how the early generations the younger generations are kind of relying more on ChatGPT, where they may be relying on it for spiritual advice. Have you relied on it for spiritual advice?
Not spiritual, okay, but I relied on it and like information. But also, you know, I was early last year, I was just a casual user of like things like ChatGPT. I used here and there, asked a few questions, but I didn't have too much interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Moment came last year, I think I was called for a jury duty.
Okay. Yep.
I got the letter late, so I only had 2 days to write a response, whether because I had other things going on with family and work. I had to be exempt from the duty. I had to write a formal letter.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, writing a letter like that, you know, it takes me maybe a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what am I gonna do? And then I was like, oh, maybe I should try ChatGPT to write a letter for me. So I just told basic prompt, like, you know, I need a response letter to be exempt from the jury duty. Here's the dates, here's some personal information. And then within like less than like, you know, 10, 15 seconds, it wrote me a whole letter.
Yep.
I just read over it, changed a few things, and then I sent it. And then they said, thank you for your letter. You're exempt from, you don't have to show up for the jury duty.
So
that kind of like changed my perspective of how I can use this tool.
Yes.
So I go, oh, what else can I do now? Like, so I've been just playing around with it, and then start like, oh, you know, the basic thing is I, you know, feed some documents especially for work. It edits things for me, or checks grammar.
Yeah.
Say I want to reword certain paragraphs, so it will reword the paragraphs.
Yep.
And then even long-form content, like we have, you know, lots of resources here at KCM, but like I want to summarize it, like say a whole book or a whole like, episode of a broadcast. Mm-hmm. I want to pull contents from it social media. So yeah, now if I send the transcript to a chat and then say, you know, tell me like 5-point forms that I could use to summarize or that I could for social media, and they will give me a few options. I tweak a little bit and then look over it, make sure it's sound. And then I use that for social and other stuff.
Yes, that's good. The word you used was tool a second ago. You said like it's a tool. It's a great tool. How can you explain AI, maybe for those that may be watching but don't use AI or ChatGPT or things like that? How can you explain it in the sense of like being a tool?
And how
does that relate to like relying on this too much or enough, or is there a line?
I think so. I think like the easiest example that a lot of people now rely on is like Google Maps. So like before, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have Google Maps.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We had a physical paper map, or you have to know, you ask someone for direction. You turn at this street. You gotta have to know the street grid and everything to find a way. Yeah. But now, like my wife and some other people who are naturally not like, you know, think about directions, they just rely completely on Google Maps.
They
have to go somewhere, they have to type it in.
Yeah.
And then or navigation and stuff, and then they just follow it. They don't necessarily think about where things are.
Yeah.
So it's like that. I think that's kind of an analogy we could use with AI. Mm-hmm. Current form, and depending on how you're using it, mm-hmm. you know, you may be casually using it or using it a little bit for your work or personal mm-hmm. like research and stuff. But yeah. I think it's a tool that will become more and more useful mm-hmm. as people use it.
Yeah.
And I could see a lot of people, and a lot of people already are becoming reliant on AI tools for yeah. their work and yeah. for their just day-to-day life
yeah.
and asking questions. And but the tool is, I want to emphasize, the tool is a neutral thing. It's not good or bad.
That's right.
It's depending on how you use it. You could use it for good. Obviously, you could use it for evil.
That's right.
To spread misinformation and for lies and falsehood. But it could be also used to enhance, you know, our life, our work, and mm-hmm. for to make life easier. And personally, it saved a lot of time for me for a lot of the things I do.
Yeah.
So which allows me to do other things and yeah. or more of the things that I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a problem that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not good or bad, mm-hmm. but it's how a person uses it. Yeah. That reminds me a lot of, like, even with our kids, mm-hmm. as we're like looking there, they mm-hmm. see movie posters. Mm-hmm. And they're AI-generated movie yeah. posters. They're fake movies, but they're like, ooh, the new superhero movie's yeah. coming out, number yeah. four. It's yeah. like, no, that's fake. That's AI-generated.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yes, it can, it's, the thing itself is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's a tool, mm-hmm. and it's all based on how we use it. Mm-hmm. You can use it for good, mm-hmm. use it for bad. And I think a huge spiritual, like, analogy that could be used here mm-hmm. is the power of good and bad, mm-hmm. God, how we come and align ourselves with mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. A person could easily align themselves in a negative way
yeah.
Spiritually. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the person can mm-hmm. align themselves with whatever part that they want, but yeah. that's what will come out, and that's the fruit that will
yeah.
come out.
Yeah.
Now, a question, mm-hmm. is relying on it bad? Because, like, is relying on Google Maps
yeah.
something that is bad? If you take away Google Maps yeah. from our wives, they won't find what they're looking for.
Yeah.
I think, you know, men sometimes are generally better with directions, mm-hmm. and they may mm-hmm. be able to weave mm-hmm. their way around yeah. town and yeah. find the place. Yeah. But like, if you take Google Maps away from the equation, mm-hmm. are we all lost? if you take AI
yeah.
away,
yeah.
like, are we relying on it too much? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think it depends on what kind of thing you're relying it for. Mm. If it's just relying it for, say, you know, writing a few things for your email, or even mm-hmm. like writing some, or asking it to summarize a research or sermon mm-hmm. or day-to-day news and stuff like that, I think that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. It's very helpful because, you know, with the amount of information and news yeah. out there, you know, sometimes you don't have time to read all of them. You yeah. just want a summary of the most important news. You could ask that mm-hmm. to a chat and say, you know, what are some of the key things happened today? Tell mm-hmm. me about it. And they will
right.
tell you,
yeah.
these are the things. And if you want to know about it, you could do that.
Yeah.
But so those kind of reliance, I think they're fine. And as we get more and more into AI, another thing is like AI is becoming more, going to integrate more with robots and stuff mm-hmm. like that too mm-hmm. in the future. So, you know, having robot assistant, things like that. I think those are going to be, I don't know the implication yet, but I think those are not going to be necessarily a bad thing.
Yep.
I don't think it should ever replace humans, but just certain things, mm-hmm. I think it could be certain things, I think it will, relying on it is fine. It's just one thing that I see, like, as you mentioned, like kids asking Holy Spirit or chat. It's
yep.
like, what are you asking these things, and how much are you taking that answer?
That's right.
For your personal, like, for example, like, I know I heard about this couple, which like some of my friends know, like they ask chat about for relationship advice mm-hmm. or like, or if they have conflict, they go to chat and say, oh, what do you think about
yeah.
this?
And
so it's like, instead of going to a person or yeah. someone, you know, you trust,
yep, yep.
you're going to a chat to and thinking about taking its opinions
yeah.
and to determine whether, you know, if you're in a good terms with yeah. your relationship or your partner.
Yeah, such an interesting
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Wow. I don't know about that. Relying on it for relationship advice, mm-hmm. Medical advice, mm-hmm. financial advice,
yeah.
spiritual advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's huge to put the weight of these things mm-hmm. on a robot or on code.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, how we're beings that are, mm-hmm. we're given free will. And I think that's one of the mm-hmm. scariest parts yeah. is our free will being taken by code, mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. ones and zeros on a server somewhere across mm-hmm. the ocean or something like that.
Yeah.
What is it that we want? Mm-hmm. What is it that we need?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, how much can we rely on it? It's a little scary, and finding that line is a little scary for sure.
Yeah. But I think that for us Christians, I think what's important, you know, it says in Genesis 1:28, just God gave us dominion over earth and everything. And mm-hmm. I think that includes everything that we create, which AI is.
Yeah.
It's we created it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should have dominion over it. That's we should have authority over it, not the other way around, which mm-hmm. people are giving it more authority by relying mm-hmm. on these things for their spiritual issues or personal issues, mm-hmm. relationship issues. I think that's something that we need to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk about fear. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of fear mm-hmm. from people in regards to AI. Mm. You know, it's getting to the point now, and I don't know what it's going to look like in the future, but right now it's getting to the point of creating things mm-hmm. of people's likeness. Mm-hmm. You know, like voice replicating, mm-hmm. video replicating.
Yeah.
Like all of those things, it's getting so advanced that it is a little scary. Mm-hmm. Recently, there was the LA fires, mm-hmm. and there were so many AI videos of mm-hmm. the fires that was amplified more than what it actually was, mm-hmm. Even though it was tragic and the footage that was there. But these AI videos made it look like a country was on fire, and you know it was like horror. And it was spreading these things around. Mm-hmm. And there's this like fear of even not knowing what is real mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is generated.
Yeah.
And I think that's it because it's getting better.
It is.
It's getting way better. Even in my emails, I don't know if the person I'm talking to is the person or if it's a robot I'm talking to.
Yeah.
There's genuine fear of AI, you know, taking over.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say taking over personally. Mm-hmm. I would say harder to see what is actually real.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think about, you know, that fear of AI?
No, it's definitely real that what you just said about, it's harder and harder to distinguish, you know, what's generated by people and AI. And I think that, you know, there's a couple of big fears I think people have. And it's like, well, first, is if you don't know it, I think you'd be naturally afraid of it. Like, you mm-hmm. you're hearing about all these things that AI can do, and it's mm-hmm. like, oh, wow, is it really going to take over humans or our world, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's fear of that, like how far, mm-hmm. as this gets better and better, like how much of it will be used to like actually control us or even take away our jobs, right?
So, well, that reminds me of like the Great Revolution mm-hmm. of like when machines started taking over factory positions and stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the same thing is going to happen. It's happening right now. Yeah. It's like, I think a lot of union people are trying to ask these things like how much are you going to use robotics for, mm-hmm. you know, manufacturing, these like that too. Mm-hmm. So it's not just our AI intelligence. It's about physical robotics of mm-hmm. physical jobs that the robots are trying to replace. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of fear on, I know, our livelihood, right? Because it's already happened with like, you know, internet when it happened, mm-hmm. you know, it slowly took away certain jobs, certain things, and computers too. When computers first came, you didn't need like
data analysts. Yes.
Like, but then it created, but also at the same time, it created opportunities for people to use it.
Yep.
And new jobs are created.
Yep.
And new opportunities are there.
Yep. Like modern phones, I only have this, and maybe this will reflect my age, but I only have seen in movies.
Yeah.
Phone operators.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Hello, operator. May I speak? And then they would
connect
and disconnect cables.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a job anymore.
Yeah,
right. So, yes, jobs, I think, mm-hmm. you know, as mm-hmm. as technology advances, mm-hmm. Then there are newer positions always.
Yeah.
So, I agree. I don't see a lot of jobs being replaced, mm-hmm. maybe the most simplest ones that like Amazon, for example, their robotics is to the point mm-hmm. where a lot of their packing robots, they just wrap around. That's a robot. You don't need a person to mm-hmm. physically hold some, mm-hmm. you know, things like that you know, you don't need a person to do such a mm-hmm. laborious job, but mm-hmm. so those things, they're being replaced as a videographer mm-hmm. or maybe like design mm-hmm. artists out there. that may see AI generating video or images.
Yeah.
And I'm personally sitting here like, praise God, there are tools that are helping my job. I don't see my job personally. Mm-hmm. And maybe that is where the fear is. If you see your job directly being affected, then okay, maybe it's, you know, time to look to, hey, can I work in a place that can help where society is going right now? Because society will always continue growing.
It is,
One thing I feel personally about AI and fear is that God knows. God knows everything.
Yeah.
He knows where AI is going. Mm-hmm. He knew AI was going to be created. He knew where we were going, and and God isn't afraid of AI. And we shouldn't be either.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I think that AI is something that we use as a tool. But I think the problem is when people rely on AI so much that they put their livelihood on the line, or they think that AI may come as this bigger thing that may take over. It's almost like putting AI as a god. And that's a problem, because AI isn't a god. It doesn't have the power of a god, and it can't help you like God can.
I mean, AI can be scary and be used for, you know, bad things. But I think what always comes to my mind is, it's like I say, it was a tool. It's the people. To me, what scares more is people who are using it, who are building it and using it for evil. And I mean, there's two, currently I think I see there's two types of AI kind of models being created. One is the, you know, the one we like, things like ChatGPT that's created in, you know, in the US and the Western world. That's one model. And then China is developing their own AI.
Okay.
It's different because China is a communist country. They're creating so that government could control their people. They're using AI for surveillance and for their own purposes and agendas. And what's funny is their AI model is open source, meaning anyone could build upon whatever they create. While Western things like ChatGPT is a closed source, it's they're very guarded on their algorithms and how the model works, so that big companies that are using it have to create their own versions of it. They don't, this is a big competition that they don't want to share the proprietary information. Well, China is like letting anyone build upon it, so they're doing it faster and cheaper because US has better chips and better infrastructures for AI computers and databases and stuff. And it's a race. So like, who's using it and who's behind using the AI will determine, you know, is China using it there for to control people and to, you know, and for their own propaganda and everything. And well, Western countries, depending on who takes over and who's using it, whether it's the government, whether it's a corporation or a group of people. They might use it for their own whatever agenda they have.
We were talking about this before we started recording. We mentioned, you mentioned something about like building it with God in the center. And that really stood out to me. What does that mean? Or what would that look like if if you like build AI with God in the center?
As Christians, we know that we have a spirit, we have a soul, and we have a body.
Yeah.
But the world, they don't necessarily think about the spirit. They think about the soul with the mind, the emotions, and the body. And I think artificial intelligence at the current form is basically a very early form of building an artificial soul in some sense, because you're feeding the human knowledge, human information.
It's kind of like predicting what a human would respond.
Learning from humans based on what we write, what we ask. It goes to all the information on the internet and social media to figure, to see how does people think, how do they respond to certain things.
Yeah.
I think like with anything, the world will always build its own system. Well, there's already a system that God has placed, is based on his word. And as a creative person working with, you know, creatives and media and stuff, my basis has always been, you know, when I'm writing or when I'm designing, you know, it's, I'm creating the image of God. So I always seek for his wisdom and his insights and to create something that will communicate or help people or convey something that, the message that I want to convey at the best as it can. So I think that same can be applied to AI. If Christians were to design and be the ones making AI software, then they would say, oh, the basis is that there, God exists, God of the Bible exists.
Yep.
That's the foundation.
Yeah.
And we will have, you know, we will feed the word of the God as a foundation and just how we should live. There's, you know, there's all the commandments and all the law and how people should live in the Bible,
like
to love one another, to forgive,
to
for of grace and wisdom and all these things are in there. Then I think it could really be a useful tool.
Interesting, yeah.
As opposed to current form, is people, you know, whether it's the Chinese government or business people or people in the Silicon Valley, they don't believe it. They don't necessarily believe it. They don't either. They don't, or they don't.
That's right.
They don't care about God, so their worldview is just creating something that's useful for, they say, advancement of humans, but that human is at the center.
That's right. Human is at the center,
and not God.
And it always tells you what you want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does, because it's supposed to serve humans, so it will tell human what it wants to hear.
That's right.
Based on, you know, what it knows about humans.
Yeah.
But God doesn't always tell us what we want to hear.
Yeah.
Oftentimes he doesn't. But he corrects us and he tells us what we need to hear to get closer to him, to be closer to each other.
I bet God would also want it programmed, like if you ask it for a spiritual question, it'd be like, have you asked me?
Yeah.
Have you asked God yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so fascinating. AI has been used for spiritual growth too, right? So I know that I've personally asked it questions about the Bible, questions about, like, you know, Bible characters or tell me the themes of this, that. So I see it as a really good study partner.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What are the lines for using chat or AI for spiritual growth?
Yes, like you say, it's a great study tool for sure, because you can search the Bible. Say you need a reference, or you need multiple references.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So say, you know, I need a scripture on love. Yeah. You could ask for all the scriptures on love, and you could tell it, and or something like that. Or can you analyze all the different translations and show it all in one place, or things like that. So it's like, it's a great tool to have in your studies, your personal Bible studies, or to help with group studies and things like that. Or it can even read, like, you know, Christian books and create a group study, like an outline.
What do you feel the line is for like spiritual growth? Is there a line for using chat in that way, do you feel?
As long as you don't see it as the ultimate source, I don't see, I personally don't think there's a big issue.
You
should always verify if, you know, if it's real, like if it pulled from the right source or not. I think that's the thing. You need to use your own discernment and stuff when you're looking at the answers and what it gives you.
Yeah.
And not just take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good practice to have. But as using as a guide or tool and things like that, I think that's fine. There's this talk from AI Summit from the Covenant of Life Ministry. I recently heard, and one of the panelists said, she was basically speaking to certain pastors and stuff. You should not use ChatGPT to write a sermon.
Okay. That's a good line.
Because sermon is something that you receive from God to share with your congregation and your church.
Yeah.
So it has to come from your relationship with God, listening to him and what he's telling you to speak to to the church.
And your relationship with the church.
Your relationship with the church. Yep. So you could use chat to, you know, maybe you need some data or some like analysis of like, or some examples you could supplement to help your sermons get better.
Yep.
But not to write the entire thing or not to write the majority of things or things like that.
It's a good line.
Yeah.
That's a good line. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that is important to have boundaries of like what can you use AI for that doesn't replace God or doesn't replace your relationship with the Holy Spirit. I think that is one of the things that will replace your relationship with God and with the Holy Spirit, is when you use a tool of something that you would go to God for instead. And I think that's a good rule of thumb for everyone watching is when you're trying to find out something, to learn something, to get something, and it would be something that you would you should be going to God instead for, right? I think using chat for analyzing things is good, because it's intelligence.
Yeah.
It's just numbers. It's data.
Yeah.
But when you're going for these big life decisions mm-hmm. and things like that, things yeah. that you would ask the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. for guidance and yeah. and wisdom. Mm-hmm. One thing, because I wanted to talk about limitations, it's AI is limited.
Yeah,
I think it's going to continue being limited always. Mm. It's always going to be limited. No matter how good it gets, mm-hmm. it's always going to be limited because it can never replace God. Mm-hmm. God is limitless.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Therefore, everything here is limited.
Yeah.
Nothing can be greater than he mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. One big limit it has that I see is that it can't see into the future mm-hmm. like God can.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that yeah. AI will never... It may be able to have a great guess mm-hmm. on what it thinks it's going to be or, yeah. or look like just based on data. Yeah. But one thing that I've always oh, yeah. seen from God is yeah, that yeah. No. you cannot predict what no, God is going to do. He's yeah. going to surprise every time, yeah. no matter what things may look like mm-hmm. or what circumstances are happening,
yeah.
because he knows the final outcome. Mm-hmm. He knows yeah. what it'll look like. Mm-hmm. And so that's I think, one big limitation of AI
oh, yeah,
and,
for sure.
and some yeah. a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. As a human, we always try to predict as well without even yeah. before AI.
True, yeah, that's right.
You know, we have prediction for yeah. the coming year. You know, because yeah. always you see on newspaper and stuff. You know, what are some prediction for the experts?
Yeah, that's true.
On like you know what's gonna happen in the world yeah. and stuff
on the markets.
But at the end, it's a lot of it is people get it wrong because they can't foresee. You know, things that happen that affect a lot of things.
That's right.
And so I think it's going to be same with AI. It's going to be very limited on seeing the future.
Yeah.
But what I see could be a danger is just like people rely on like, you know, experts and stuff. People will try to rely on AI to tell you, oh, what's going to happen? And we are word people here. So we know the power of the words.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I think... there could be some cases where, you know, self-fulfilled prophecy mm-hmm. or things like that, right? So someone, you know, listens to, you know, response from a ChatGPT that gave a prediction and then they speak about it, they talk to other people about it, and mm-hmm. then for some chance it happens, mm-hmm. they go, oh, wow, now AI can mm-hmm. predict, you know, future. And mm-hmm. people will try to
right.
ask yep. it for more and more. So I think that could be one scenario that can be a danger.
Yep.
Not because it actually knows what's going to happen, but, you know, it could predict different maybe scenarios and one of them could happen. Mm-hmm. And the people think they're going to try to rely on it more.
Yeah.
And as these things get smarter, it will sound like they really know, AI really knows something when it's just analysis of something that's, based on the past, but not, you can't really see the future.
That's true. Yeah. It reminds me of like Moses mm-hmm. and when he went to Pharaoh yeah. and he had the magicians mm. there, they were trying to copy something, imitate something, try to predict the future.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be like the original. They'll try to copy and it may look similar, mm-hmm. but it's not. Yeah. And it's not going to be.
No,
and it may be able to guess, right? And try to be the same, but they can't.
And I think that's the, especially to our kids, I think we need to tell them, the only thing that could really succeed in a world was full of AI and mm-hmm. this artificial world, digital world, is what's real.
That's right.
And I think we need to teach people and our kids, our children, to really think about what it means to be human.
That's right. Yep.
And what it means to be real, authentic self.
That's right.
Based on, you know, who you are in God.
Yeah.
I think that will always triumph whatever AI mm-hmm. is becoming and whatever, you know, this future holds and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think us, even as parents, mm-hmm. you know, how we raise up the next generation, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be impossible, mm-hmm. kind of like it was for millennial generation to say, mm-hmm. no internet. You can't really do that.
yeah.
Now we rely fully on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
We can't really tell them no chat,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, because it's something that you can't really, mm-hmm. it's going to be a part of society.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be a part of everything that we do. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be involved in, like mm-hmm. now the newest iPhones have chat as Siri, like mm-hmm. now they're connected, so now you can't even say no to Siri with chat. It's together, and so it's going to become part of our society. And it's not like to our kids, you can't mm-hmm. use it. It's mm-hmm. how do you use it wisely? Mm-hmm. What are the rule of thumbs that you know how to not overly rely, how to not replace it as your god, but how do you use it in a way that it's mm-hmm. healthy, mm-hmm. that it doesn't replace God, and that you don't lose your mm-hmm. humanity, mm-hmm. really, when you use it, even for like small questions too. Yeah. I know that we have some friends that they had to parent their kid in a way that they're like, okay, you got to stop using it because now you're using it for really dumb, silly questions and small decisions that you should be able to make on your own.
Yeah.
But now you're relying on it for that. Mm-hmm. You can't even make a small decision on your own.
Yeah.
And so I think it's kind of like parenting in a way of wisdom too. Mm-hmm. And even for ourselves, wisdom on how to use it, how to not over rely on it. And I think that's one of the things that I've been trying to do in this season of expansion of AI is not overly relying, but only when I'm like, okay, that's going to take like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'll ask it that quick question for data only, not for, you know, wisdom.
Yeah.
Maybe knowledge, but not wisdom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything that you would like to encourage the people in regards to this whole AI versus Holy Spirit versus spiritual? Like, is there any way you want to encourage people watching right now?
Like, I want to encourage, you know, listeners and people viewing and stuff, especially, you know, if you're Christian, don't try to take shortcuts in life because, you know, AI is a form, it is a form of shortcut.
Yeah.
It's a great tool for, you know, doing things quicker and faster and use that for that. But it's like always think things through first, and process things and learn things. You know, as personally, I think as Christians, we should always rely on the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Yeah.
Because Holy Spirit will guide you. AI is wisdom of man, and wisdom, you know, the Bible says wisdom of this world is foolishness, but wisdom of God is life. Continue to, you know, pray, continue to, read the Word, and listen to the Holy Spirit, and listen and interact with, you know, your church members, your family, your friends, your coworkers, your pastors. This is what makes us, you know, human is this real life interactions. And just like we're doing it here, do that more than to, you know, talking to an AI, going to a screen. But at the same time, you know, study these things, see what, use it for, you know, your work and don't get behind. I think you need to, as a Christian, we need to get ahead of things.
That's right.
And we have to know the implications so that we could speak into our children and this generation who are using it. Mm-hmm. If we don't use it, if we don't know about it, we cannot speak about it.
That's right.
So we need to use it and trying to use it wisely and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's on us.
Yeah.
How we use it. Yeah. It's either for good or for bad.
Yeah.
It's on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be able to pray for people watching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Lord, thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for this conversation, for this time that we could talk about these things. And thank you that you are here, Lord Holy Spirit, that you are here with us right now, not just here, but also with our viewers, to our listeners, Father. We pray for them, Father, that as they process the things that listen so far, I just pray for your wisdom and your spirit to be with them and that you speak to them right now, what they need to hear, what they need to hear from you right now, Lord. We just pray that you continue to move in their hearts so that they will have this desire to know you more and to get closer to you, Lord. And that to not rely on this world or AI or anything, Father, but only on you, Jesus. And we just pray for your wisdom and that you will protect their spirit and their soul, Father, from the enemy, Father, who are trying to penetrate, Father, who are trying to influence them, Father. But that I pray that they will put themselves before you first, Lord, before anything else, Lord. We just thank you for this time. We just thank you for everything. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for being here today and for being our special guest.
Yeah, no, I had a great time. So thank you, Angel.
Yeah. And I know that this conversation in this topic of AI is pretty controversial. And let us know in the comments what you think. You know, do you agree or do you disagree with some of the points that you've heard? We'd love to talk more and continue the conversation. So until next time.
Hello, this is Sebastian from Langley, British Columbia, and this podcast is made possible by partners like myself. And when you partner with KCM, you're helping send free resources like this podcast to people around the world. Find more faith-filled resources at kcmcanada.ca.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this episode has charged your faith. And if it did, make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. We also have a free PDF resource with study notes from this episode, and we encourage you to download and go through it to stay charged, connected, and walking in victory. If you've been encouraged by this episode and want to help make a difference, consider becoming a partner. Visit the link in the description to learn more.